The sun is slowly rising over Florida Bay, warming the chilly breeze that's about as cold as it ever gets at the southern tip of the state. Turkey vultures roost nearby in a dead tree bleached white, hoping for a few scraps from the breakfast being cooked on a Coleman stove.
I woke up about 5:30.
Okay, I can just serve this out of the frying pan, Lars?
The scrambled eggs and Jimmy Dean sausage is probably the last good hot meal these folks will have in quite a while, because where they're going, they're more likely to run into alligators than people. Four conservationists are now paddling through some of the most remote swamps in Florida. It's the first leg in the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition. I joined them as they took the first steps in a 1,000-mile journey up the central spine of Florida.
You got a dry bag, right?
Mallory brought a whole box of dry bags. Help yourself.
Okay.
Tent sleeping bag, ground cover. Roll that up in waterproof bags and use the straps on the bow of your kayaks.
Their mission? Publicizing the need to connect the state's disjointed natural areas into a continuous wildlife corridor. They'll paddle through the Everglades, bike through the Picayune Strand State Forest, and hopefully end their journey wading through the Okefenokee Swamp at the Georgia state line. Carlton Ward Jr., a conservation photographer from Clearwater, has been on expeditions before in places as remote as Central Africa. But this one is just a little different.
It's kind of an exercise in what not to do on an expedition in terms of we just weren't able to fully test all of our gear ahead of time, so a lot of this is on the fly.
You're starting this out with not a heck of a lot of sleep, right?
I can't think of a week in my life where I've slept fewer hours than this one. I've also never packed up for a 100-day expedition before, so.
Ward says he'll probably run on adrenaline the first couple of days. That's also the most remote part of the journey. The group is now paddling north through the liquid heart of the Everglades, the Shark River Slough. They likely won't see a soul for days.
The Wilderness Waterway could have some travelers this time of year, but after our third night, we're going to turn north up the open sawgrass of the Shark River Slough. And if we see one of them back there, it'll be, you know, a park biologist or maybe a Calusa Indian who's been hiding out for a couple centuries.
You hoping to see anything interesting, maybe like in any of these exotic species we keep hearing about, these pythons and such?
Well, I'd like to taste python rather than it have taste me.
Ward will be trekking with bear biologist Joe Guthrie and, for about a quarter of the trip, with conservationist Mallory Likes Dimmitt. She's a member of the family that owns the Tampa agribusiness firm Likes Brothers.
I think it's an opportunity to give the public, most of whom lives on Florida's coast, eyes and ears into the wild inner part of Florida that a lot of people don't honestly get to experience. A lot of people wouldn't choose to go on a 100-day trip, and this way they can live virtually through us.
That virtual journey will be documented by cinematographer Elam Stoltzfus, who will produce a film about the trip. Seeing them off at the southern tip of the state is Dan Kimball, superintendent of Everglades National Park. He calls the expedition a great adventure.
I think that really does put a spotlight on this, I guess as I call it, this imperiled landscape. We've got not only problems with the water quantity, quality, quantity, and time of distribution, but we also have issues with endangered species and exotics, and I think that this will be a great story to tell over a 1,000-mile journey over 100 days.
And with that send-off, the group's kayaks slipped into Florida Bay, slowly disappearing into the mangrove swamp. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company.